This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP hazardous waste permit renewal coming soon. Did you know the hazardous waste permit for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, is up for its 10-year renewal? In August, the New Mexico Environment Department may release a draft permit for public review and a 60-day comment period. One of the big issues is the date WIP will stop receiving radioactive and hazardous waste generated by the fabrication of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons for disposal in the underground mine located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The current permit states waste shipments would end in 2024, with closure of the site expected to take 10 years, or until 2034 or so. Closure includes filling the 2,200-foot deep shafts into the underground facility. In 1999, the Federal Department of Energy, DOE, the owner of WIP, promised the people of New Mexico that it would clean up all the plutonium-contaminated or transuranic waste throughout the National Nuclear Weapons Complex in 25 years and close WIP. The U.S. Congress and DOE have always known that WIP's limited capacity cannot handle all the nuclear weapons waste, but DOE has no plans and has taken no action to find and build other regional repositories so that the burdens of nuclear weapons fabrication would be shared across the country. On June 27, 2022, DOE stated to the Environment Department that it plans to continue to dispose of waste at WIP until at least 2083. On July 12th, DOE also stated that it objects to any discussion of other repositories in the permit renewal process. What would a 60-year extension mean to you? It means that waste could continue to be transported through much of New Mexico for decades, putting health, safety, and property at risk. It means that New Mexico does not have the same rights to say enough as Colorado, Idaho, South Carolina, and Nevada did, which prevented those states from being the only repository. DOE's forever WIP is not inevitable. If you've been involved with WIP before, please make public comments on the draft permit. You could also support organizations that are working to prevent that future and oppose major provisions of DOE's renewal application. If you haven't been involved with WIP, it's time to get involved. Please visit the Stop Forever WIP website. Please also watch the recent YouTube video by Bob Alley of Available Media of the July 7th WIP Community Forum and Open House fiasco in Santa Fe. Alley juxtaposes events at the meeting with the unpublished letter to the editor by longtime WIP activist Sasha Pyle. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.